Please refrain from posting online and social media reviews of your experience, as these may be considered testimonials and are subject to regulations under the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and are not allowed by Gradient Advisors, LLC. Clicking like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Advisors, LLC, and or their affiliated investment advisor representatives.
This is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jeffrey provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird.
Hello and welcome back to Financial Focus. My name is Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts Wealth Management. If you would like more information about what you hear during the show today, please give us a call at 702-346-1335 or visit us online at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Today, I'm going to talk about taxes and the power of when. If you don't know what that means, stay tuned as I am going to explain it. Before I do, though, let's take a quick look back in history at Al Capone. In the 1920s, Al Capone ran a wide array of criminal enterprises in the city of Chicago, ranging from gambling to protection rackets and everything in between. The FBI tracked his crimes for years, but when Capone finally went to prison, it wasn't for any of his most notorious violent crimes. He went to prison for tax evasion. I'm telling you this story to illustrate a point. You cannot avoid paying taxes, and you won't get anywhere by trying. But you do have some control over when you pay taxes, and that flexibility can make a difference for your retirement. So, how do you harness the power of when? It starts with understanding how different products and accounts are taxed. Typically, they fall into two different buckets, taxed now and taxed later. CDs and non-retirement investment accounts, like mutual funds, fall into the taxed now bucket because you fund them with money you've already paid taxes on. The taxed later bucket includes things like traditional IRAs, 401ks, and 403bs. You make those contributions with pre-tax money, which reduces your taxable income. But when you withdraw the money, it's taxable. Fortunately, there is a third bucket that you can set up for yourself, and that's the tax-free upon qualified withdrawals bucket. Roth IRAs and some life insurance policies fit into this bucket. You'll fund them with money you've already paid taxes on, but withdrawals and loans are tax-free as long as you follow the rules. What is tax diversification? Tax diversification means you have money in accounts that are taxed differently. To help illustrate how tax diversification works, let's look at a couple of scenarios. In scenario one, 70-year-old Emma has a total income of $37,000, $24,000 from Social Security, and $13,000 from a pension. She needs a new roof, which will cost her $15,000. She takes $20,000, she has to take out $20,000 so she can cover the taxes, from a traditional IRA. From the perspective of the IRS, this is ordinary income, which means she'll have to pay taxes on the withdrawal, and it may increase the taxes on her Social Security benefits. But what would happen if Emma borrowed $15,000, tax-free, from the cash value of her indexed universal life policy? The IRS would not consider the loan ordinary income, and she would not have to pay the additional taxes. It's important to remember loans are not usually subject to income taxes unless the policy is classified as a modified endowment contract under current Internal Revenue Code regulations. Since Emma put her money into diverse buckets, she had the flexibility when she needed it most and minimized her tax bill. Note, in this hypothetical example, Emma purchased an indexed universal life policy at age 60 with five payments of $20,000 each. loans, and withdrawals generally decrease the death benefit. Life insurance policies typically require health underwriting and, in many instances, financial underwriting. Let's look at another scenario. At age 40, Jeremy opens up a traditional IRA. He contributes $5,000 into it every year for 25 years. Because it's a pre-tax account, he doesn't pay taxes on the contributions he makes, though his tax rate is 15%. His account gets a rate of return of 6%, and by the time he reaches 65 years old, he has $290,000. He plans to start taking withdrawals at age 70 and wants the account to last for 20 years. Now, the thing about taxes is they can change. It's possible the taxes will stay the same when Jeremy starts taking his withdrawals. Jeremy will pay ordinary income tax since it was funded with pre-tax money. Taxes could go down, but they also could go up. And in this scenario, that's exactly what happens. By the time Jeremy hits 70 years old, his tax rate is 25%. So let's say Jeremy has $389,000 by age 70. He takes withdrawals of $32,500 each year at a 25% tax rate. If he takes no action over the next 20 years, he'll have paid $160,000 in taxes and received over $480,000 in net income. In another scenario, Jeremy converts his IRA to a Roth IRA. He converts the money over time, but before the tax rate goes up. Because Roth IRAs are funded with money that's already been taxed, he pays taxes on the money when he moves it into the new Roth IRA. Then, when he makes qualified withdrawals, he can do so tax-free. By age 90, he has paid $58,370 in taxes, paid at the time of the conversion, and has received a net income of $540,100. If Jeremy opts for a Roth conversion, he ends up with $64,000 more in after-tax income. In addition to helping protect you against future tax increases, tax diversification can offer you some certainty in knowing that you have access to tax-free income in retirement. Knowing you have money that won't be subject to tax hikes can help make it easier for you to plan with more confidence. Roth conversions and life insurance policies aren't the only strategies you can use for tax diversification, and they aren't right for everyone. A financial services professional can help you determine which option will be best to help you work towards success in retirement. Other things you may want to discuss with your financial services professional include Social Security taxes, the last dollar strategy, and the widow or widower's penalty. That's all the time I have for today. If you have any questions about your tax diversification strategy, retirement accounts, or any other elements of your financial plan, please visit my website at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com or call my office at 702-346-1335 to discuss how my team might be able to help you answer your questions and address your concerns. If you enjoy the show today, please visit my website and click on my radio page. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Be safe and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Financial Focus. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Jeffrey Bird at Financial Concepts. Call 702-346-1335 or visit them online at financialconceptsmesquite.com.
Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Bird offer investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota 877-885-0508, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Financial Concepts, Inc. is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC insurance products and services offered through Jeffrey Bird and Ronald Bird, independent agents. Financial Concepts, Inc., Jeffrey Bird and Ronald Bird, and Gradient Advisors, LLC, are not affiliated with or endorsed by the the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.